بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر الخالق البارئ المصور الغفار القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير الحليم العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيت الحسيب الجليل الكريم الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم الودود المجيد الباعث الشهيد الحق الوكيل القوي المتين الولي الحميد المحصي المبدئ المعيد المحيي المميت الحي القيوم الواجد الماجد الواحد الأحد الصمد القادر المقتدر المقدم المؤخر الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن الوالي المتعالي البر التواب المنتقم العفو الرؤوف مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام المقسط الجامع الغني المغني المانع الضار النافع النور الهادي البديع الباقي الوارث الرشيد الصبور الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير.
From the 99 beautiful names of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, inshaAllah today we discuss Al-Wali and Al-Muta'ali. Al-Wali, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the supervisor of all affairs. That's Al-Wali. Generally a person, we speak about it in the days of nikah, that who is the wali of the girl, who is taking charge of the girl. So Al-Wali, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is that being who is the supervisor, who takes care of the affairs of the entire creation. Al-Muta'ali, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the lofty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is beyond comprehension, beyond our understanding, beyond faults, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is beyond every deficiency, problem in this world, that is Al-Muta'ali. With regards to the name Al-Wali, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the supervisor of all affairs of the creation, it is mentioned that regarding this name, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala هُوَ الْخَالِقُ لِلْأَشْيَاءِ وَالْمُتَوَلِّي لَهَا, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything and He sees to the sustenance, to the needs of any of His creation, whether it be the alternating of the day and the night, whether it be the coming and the alternating of the seasons. Everything is in the total control of only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that is Al-Wali. There was a person who was heading in the direction of the leader of the time, and the leader was a pious person, but he required something, whatever need he had. He said, let me go to the leader of the time, maybe he'll be able to extend a helping hand. So when he comes to this leader, he finds that this leader is in sajda. And in sajda, this person, this leader, he is calling on to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for assistance. Immediately this poor man turns around and he goes away. And eventually, then the leader of the time, the king of the time, he was informed about it. So he called that poor man, come here, what happened? You came, you turned around. So he says, I had a need. Now I thought I'll come to you, maybe you'll be able to extend a helping hand, you'll be able to assist me. But I found you asking for assistance from someone else. So how can I turn to you when you yourself are dependent? I'd rather go directly to the one who's giving you also. So you ask him, who's giving you? So he says, no, I turn to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for all my assistance, all my needs, everything is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ibn Zubayr radiallahu an, Abdullah is the name of the Sahabi, his father's name is Zubayr radiallahu anhu. The incident comes in Bukhari Sharif, amazing. When we leave things into the care and the custody of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Zubayr radiallahu anhu, he felt in one of the battles that I am going to be sipping from the goblet of mortality, means I'm going to become a shaheed now. So he explains to his son that, oh my son, innahu la yuqtalu al-yawm illa zalim aw mazlum. Today is the death of either the oppressor or the oppressed. وَلَا أَرَانِي إِلَّا سَأُقْتَلُ مَظْلُومًا. I've got this feeling that I will pass away and I will become a shaheed today as the oppressed. Inshallah, I'll get my shahada. Now this is the father that's talking to his son that I'm going to become a shaheed. Imagine in today's day and age if the father has to tell his son that I don't think someone will last even till tomorrow morning. Son will be in tears, he'll be worried, concerned, who's going to take care of me and what's going to happen after today. But the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were living a different life, they understood the purpose and objective of life. As one person beautifully said, that those were men of steel. They understood the purpose and objective of life. So they exchanged this conversation and he was happy for his father that he will become a shaheed. I mean, that's something I'm also desiring. So I'm happy for my father. But the father gives advice to his son. And he says, oh my son, وَإِنَّ مِنْ أَكْبَرِ هَمِّي لَدَيْنِي. One of my biggest worries and concerns that I have and I entrust you with is my death. And then he tells his son, if ever you find yourself in a predicament, if you find yourself against the wall, you're in a difficult and in a tight spot in pain of this death, all you need to do, فَاسْتَعِنْ عَلَىٰ قَضَائِهِ بِمَوْلَايَا. All you do is you ask my Mawla for assistance. Mawla can refer to friend, Mawla can refer to master. So I asked my father, مَنْ مَوْلَاكْ? Who's your Mawla? Who's your friend? Who's your master? So my father explained to me, Allah. So the day my father passed away, I go into the estate and I'm scrambling around, looking around. لَمْ يَدَعْ دِرْهَمًا وَلَا دِنَارًا. There's no gold, there's no silver. I'm thinking to myself, he left the death. Now how must I pay off and settle those accounts when there's no cash? There's no liquid at all. But my father left behind أَرْضَيْن. Two pieces of land. He left two land behind. Two properties, we would say. So those two lands he left behind, after the demise of my father, whenever I found a difficulty, I said, Ya Mawla Zubayr, iqdi an hudayna. Oh, the master and the person who's responsible for the affairs of my father Zubayr, see to the settlement of his death. Zubayr, Abdullah the son says, whenever there was a problem, it was taken care with ease. At the demise of my father, Hakim radiallahu, who was the first person who came, and he says, Oh Abdullah, your father left behind a great worry and concern, correct? So he says, yes, there's a debt to pay off. He says, okay, how much is that debt? So he says, if I tell you it's 100,000 dirhams, what would you say? He says, the properties he left behind will never settle it. So he says, what if I told you the outstanding account is 2.2 million dirhams? He says, no chance. 100,000 I was doubting. Now you say 2.2 million. Immediately when he heard this, the son turns and says, Ya Mawla Zubayr, iqdi an hudayna. The people around are saying there's no chance, no possibility. Ya Allah, you see to it. Ya Mawla Zubayr. My father told me, I must ask. Mawla Zubair for assistance. I'm asking you, oh my Allah, for assistance. Anyway, these two properties, this was from the side of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The one property, my father bought it for 170,000 dirhams. You want to translate into rands, no problems. Obviously, dirhams means that you're going to be multiplying it by 28. So if I say 2.2 million, multiply by 28. That's the present day price now. Anything you multiply by 28, you can do the math at home. So, khair, the property was bought for 170,000. The property was secured by my father for 170,000. The son Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu says that one property I sold for 1.6 million. That one property I sold it for 1.6 million. Hadith is not over. Okay, you sold one property. What's left? What happened to the distribution? At the end of it, the narrator of the hadith, he says, I asked Abdullah bin Zubair. Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu said, my father left behind four wives. So now I'm thinking four wives, plus there's an account. But I asked him, each wife, how much she got? He said, each wife collected 1.2 million dirhams. So there's four wives, each one is 1.2, and there's children. So there's 1/8 maximum for the wives. 1/8 maximum for the wives. So what was the total estate? He says 50.2 million dirhams. He says, where you got that money from? He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inflated the prices of those properties. It was in such high demand, you call the price, they were ready to pay. I actually sectional titled, we would say, put them into small parts of that land and I was selling and getting my millions. But yet when he passed away, it seemed like there was nothing. How are you going to settle this account? I mean, people already talking, oh, Molana, Sasol shares are 45% down. The oil price has dropped so much, then what's going to happen? The markets are closed, goods are not coming from China. This, Ya Mawla Zubair, he says, Allah took care all these years, who's going to still take care? Only Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. All these years, who took care of us? Allah. Markets we open, Allah was still sustaining. Even if the markets close, Allah will still sustain. These are all the means. We should, obviously it doesn't mean that we don't take to the means. We will open the shop, but we'll ask Allah, and Allah will send something, inshaAllah. Everything is from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, 100% from Allah. Sometimes you look at certain people, there is one person, my father always tells me about this one man. So he's familiar to most of us. He's very rich. Absolutely rich is, I think, so an understatement also. One of the persons who works for him, so I'm asking him, what level of e-bucks you all on? So he says, don't even talk. The amount of e-bucks we're earning is in the of the tens of thousands of rands. I say, so where the accounts come like? He said, well, the properties, if you look at, maybe this, the water accounts, they come into about 150,000-200,000. I say, okay, full stop, leave it at that. So my father-in-law said, this man, when he started working, he was selling blocks, small box of yeast, and he used to sell eggs. Two things he used to sell. Now today, Allahu Akbar. So that is Al-Wali, the person who sees to the affairs of every single one of us, is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So we need to keep our trust in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and He'll see to all of our needs, inshaAllah. In this time, many people are asking, Mulana, you know what, we worried, it's in South Africa, it's not too far, it's just here, close to Hilton. If you go a little bit further, there's a few cases in Pietermaritzburg. What must we do now? What you must do is what we're supposed to do. They are researching, imagine, they are researching that the solution is to wash our hands. We say that was the practice of our Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, no research. He said, just wash your hands before eating, after eating, all the time, wash your hands. Five times a day, we are washing our hands. You don't need to sanitize anything. Hands are already washed. Nabi Sam said, whenever you sneeze, then you cover. Drop your voice and cover your mouth. Take a cloth, take your sleeve, but something, and cover yourself. We've got it. Already there was a bust up in one of the countries. You're sneezing on my face. Must have saw it on the news. So all this is the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then your morning and evening du'as. That's our protection. Al-Wali, the one who sees to all of our conditions, is only Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If anything is to happen, no one's going to stop it. You can take all your immune boosters and you can do what you want and wear the mask. Allah will still give it to you because it was destined. Yes, we will take our precautions, whatever is required. But read the morning and evening du'as. That is our protection. Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali, Muhajir Makki, Rahmahullah, when he was very sick at one stage, he was so sick that he was like semi-conscious, we would say he's unconscious. But in that state of his, the khuddam, they heard those that were attending to him, they heard a smile. They looked, it was a smile. So they thought to himself, Hazrat is so sick. So sick, extremely sick. We don't even wish this for his enemy. But here he's smiling. So when we asked him, when he woke up and he was in a state of consciousness, I said, what happened? You are so sick but you're smiling. He says that maza I get in the sickness that Allah has placed upon me, I can't explain it to you. Meaning that sweetness of iman, because the condition I find myself in, it means Allah has placed me into it and He is remembering me. He is remembering me, so He placed me in this condition. He knows my condition. So I feel a sweetness of iman even in my difficult times. So in all times to praise Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, ulama explain and say regarding this name of Al-Wali. See, if a person has to recite it 11 times and he blows onto himself, protection from all unexpected calamities. And this virus is an unexpected thing. You don't know when it's going to come, who it's going to hit. So Al-Wali. There are other names we have discussed also, but today ulama explain Al-Wali. Then it is also mentioned Al-Wali if a person has to take a plate and he writes with his finger. Some say you take saffron water, right? And you write with the finger on a plate, Al-Wali. You can find the exact way of writing it in the du'as for the contentment of the heart, Al-Wali. Then we pour that water over that plate and we sprinkle the water over the entire property or house. Allah will protect it from all unexpected evils, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the love for the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. And we make dua for the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahum bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.